Hi, this is Steve Ide for the Research Bureau Angle. Last week, I discussed strong mayor government in Providence under Mayor Buddy Cianci. Today, I want to return to this topic. Here's the question. How different, really, are the city manager and strong mayor forms of government? Is the whole debate overhyped? The first way to appreciate the basic similarity between the two forms of government is to understand the history. Up until the late 19th century, there was no such thing as a strong executive in American city government. At the federal level, the president has always possessed significant powers independent from the other two branches of government. But there's no equivalent of the president at the local level. Cities were dominated by legislative bodies, large bicameral councils with the nominal mayor only a ceremonial figure. Authority was highly fragmented, which bred incompetence and corruption. Both the strong mayor and the city manager forms of government were innovations proposed to reform city government. Late 19th century urban reformers believed that cities needed a stronger executive, independent of the city council and thus with real authority over fiscal and administrative matters. The strong mayor only preceded the city manager on the scene by a few decades. They were close cousins, not rivals, and both were solutions to the same problem. Most cities, including Worcester, have only ever had either a city manager or a strong mayor. Massachusetts made the city manager form of government available to municipalities in 1938. Worcester adopted it in 1947. The need for charter reform in Worcester at that time was obvious. The city was governed by an enormous bicameral council, 10 aldermen, 30 common council, with all but one elected on a ward basis. The charter dated back to 1848, making it one of the oldest charters in the country. Government was unwieldy, ineffective, and there were also allegations about corruption. In 2011, 53% of American cities have a city manager form of government and 40% a strong mayor. Changes from one form to another are fairly rare. Nationwide, only about 2 cities per year change their form of government, an insignificant sum considering that there are over 18,000 municipalities in America. Maybe this is just inertia, or maybe it's because strong mayors and city managers have come to resemble each other so much over the years. This is a very important point to stress, as it is often overlooked in the debate between strong mayor and city manager. In many cities, a strong mayor is supported by a chief administrative officer who functions as a sort of Mr. Inside, while the elected mayor is Mr. Outside. Virtually all strong mayor governments utilize standard modern administrative practices such regarding civil service, accounting, budgeting, purchasing, and bidding. Many city manager cities, including Worcester, have some councillors elected on a ward basis and also a directly elected mayor, neither of which were part of the original plan for city manager government. More importantly, city managers themselves understand that they have to lead and not just follow. They must develop and propose policies, take stands on important issues, heed community concerns, and respond to them quickly and effectively. Whatever the theoreticians may say, in practice, all good city managers have always recognized the need for political skills to do their job. Neither form is the best form of city government simply. But that doesn't mean that the debate is meaningless or that for any given city, the question doesn't matter. In Worcester, city manager government is working very well. Everyone is happy, which is strong evidence that it is, at present, the best form of government for Worcester. Given the city of Lawrence's current challenges with corruption and insolvency, it would seem to be the case that the strong mayor form of government is not serving that community particularly well. The debate is useful and in any case inevitable and will always be with us. This has been Steve Ide for the Research Bureau Angle on AM 830 WCRN.